KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have a mostly sunny sky here in Atlantic. It's 63 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy with a high of 86. Winds out of the east at 10 miles per hour. Fair to partly cloudy tonight with a low of 62. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Pella Corporation is shifting production of its wooden windows from a plant in Macomb, Illinois, to its facility in Shenandoah. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
According to a news release from the Iowa Economic Development Authority, Pella will invest $5.6 million in its Shenandoah plant and hire 120 more workers after the new production lines are installed. State officials have approved a $200,000 forgivable loan for the project. The Economic Development Board has also approved $1 million in direct assistance for the Weiler Company in Knoxville that makes asphalt paving equipment. The company expects to hire 100 more workers once its $23 million expansion is completed. I'm O.K. Henderson.
On the other side of the state, a barn has collapsed in rural Blackhawk County over the weekend, killing two people. Elwin Huffman has our report.
Cedar Falls Public Safety officials were dispatched to 9702 Viking Road Friday around 6:30 p.m. When they arrived on scene, halfway between Dyke and New Hartford, authorities learned that there were two people inside the structure when the collapse occurred, and neither of the male subjects had exited the barn. Authorities searched the rubble and discovered the two bodies. Public safety officials determined that both victims died instantly. While public safety officials have not yet released the victims' names, Dyke New Hartford School Superintendent Justin Stockdale sent a letter to district families on Saturday identifying the deceased as Andy Kaufman and his son Bennett, who would have been a fourth grader at Dyke Elementary this fall. I'm Elvin Huffman.
The Iowa Department of Transportation's Driver's License and Identification Services Bureau has become aware of text messages being sent to Iowans under the guise of confirming information related to your driver's license or driving record. Officials say you should be advised that these messages are misleading and are not coming from the Iowa DOT. The only time the Iowa DOT will send you a text message related to your driver's license is to confirm an appointment you have scheduled with them, and it will not contain any links. Depending on the settings, some mobile devices may generate what looks like a link because it sees the confirmation number as a phone number. Your device may also attempt to link or add a link to create an appointment on your calendar. The Iowa DOT text message is simply a reminder and does not require you to take any action to confirm your appointment on your mobile device. If you should receive such a text message that appears to be from the Iowa DOT asking you to click a link to confirm or verify information regarding your driver's license or driving record, do not click on that link and delete the text message. If you scheduled an appointment with the DOT online, you will receive a text message that looks similar to the message that's in the same story on a news page. You do not need to do anything with that text message. It's simply a confirmation of your appointment. No reply is necessary. Welcome home ceremonies for the 1st Squadron, Red Horse, 113th Cavalry Regiment and Headquarters and Headquarters Company, 2nd Infantry Brigade Combat Team, 34th Infantry Division of the Iowa Army National Guard will be held this Thursday and Saturday. In Des Moines, about 100 soldiers from the Troop B and Headquarters Troop 1st Squadron, 113th Cavalry Regiment, will be honored at a formal ceremony on July 22nd, starting at 1:30 p.m. at the Des Moines International Airport. In Sioux City, about 100 soldiers from TTP, which is the Headquarters Troop and Troop B, 1st Squadron, 113th Cav, will be honored at a formal ceremony on July 23rd, starting at 2:50 p.m. at the Sioux City Airport. And about 100 soldiers from the Headquarters and Headquarters Company, 2nd Infantry Brigade Combat Team, 34th Infantry Division, will be honored at a formal ceremony on July 24th, beginning at 12:20. Each of those events will be streamed live on Facebook. You can see the same story for more details on that particular arrangement. The Iowa National Guard experienced an increase in mobilizations in 2020 as many units across the state came into their normal deployment cycle. In the fall of 2020, Iowa National Guard troops deployed in support of a variety of missions around the world. Brigadier General Stephen Osborne, Deputy Adjutant General of the Iowa Guard, says our men and women have done an exceptional job over the past year or so, and this organization is extremely proud of their hard work. Nearly 360 personnel deployed to Kosovo to support NATO's KFOR joint security mission. They helped facilitate a secure environment, freedom of movement, and Euro-Atlantic integration of the Western Balkans. Around 400 Iowa National Guard soldiers and airmen continued to serve in global missions. The Iowa National Guard consists of about 9,000 Army and Air Service members. Most service members worked one weekend a month and conduct a two-week annual training period. Well, a 58-year-old man from Indiana is dead after an accident on a southern Iowa highway. Randolph Beatty of Amboy, Indiana, died in the crash Friday afternoon near Eddyville in Mahaska County. State Patrol says a garbage truck was eastbound and failed to yield to a car on Highway 63 driven by Beatty. The car struck the truck and became wedged beneath it. A 56-year-old passenger in Beatty's car was hospitalized. The garbage truck driver was not hurt. That is a check of some of our news this hour here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.